1490 WCDO.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Graves back here at Sydney High School, as neither of the teams have come back out of their halftime conferences. The Sydney Warriors will end up coming back out of the area down in the transportation center, and they'll come in from our right-end side of the field. And the Norwich Purple Tornado hold their conference off to the left, and we will be hearing them coming on as we've got about 2:40 showing on the clock. One of the things that we made mention of is that everybody's trying to get caught up. The Sydney Warriors went up against Johnson City in their first game, and then last week's game against Walton was canceled. Norwich ended up pounding Suss Valley in the opening game, and then last week's game against Owego got canceled. Only two or three teams have really been able to get in all of their games. If we look around our area, the Unitigo Spartans, which have that game tonight against Green up at Unitigo, they come into that ball game two wins, no losses, and Green comes in with two wins, no losses. On paper, that should be one dandy game. Unitigo beat Oxford 41-21 in a game that you heard here on WCDO, and then they ended up beating Delhi in a sort of last-moment win. It was a great touchdown that came in after Delhi had pushed out to a brief lead and the Unitigo Spartans were able to come from behind. On the other hand, it was Green beating up on Seton Catholic Central in the opening game of the year, 38-12, and then they shut down Chenango Forks 21-0 last week. And that is the contest that you want to watch. If we look over on our Class D games, only Delhi and Oxford have ended up playing two games this year. Everybody else had a hole in the schedule somewhere along the line. So it is one of those deals where everybody will sort of get back to normal coming up in another week or two. Okay, we are just about ready to go there, Mr. Dave. Neither team has come back. You can get your headset back on there. Folks, if you want to hear that touchdown drive again or that great defensive stand one more time, you can. Starting this season, all WCDO sportscasts have been archived. So you can go to the WCDO website, click on the Sports tab, and then go into the Sports Audio Vault, and just click and listen. It's as easy as that. And you can listen anytime you want to, 24 hours a day. That website again, WCDOradio.com, and then go to the Sports tab. And now we see the Sydney Warriors emerge at the right end of the field. What's that, the east end? I lose my bearings when I get over here. Is that the east end?
Yeah,
more or less.
I've had my compass. I don't have it on me.
Something like that. Coming up next Saturday at this time, we'll be down at Harpersville. Delhi, the Bulldogs, will be there with all of their fame and glory, taking on the Harpersville Hornets. That game coming up in the afternoon at 1:30. And the Norwich Purple Tornado, they have their white traveling uniforms on with purple numerals, purple pants. They are back on the field. The Sydney Warriors with maroon coming back on to the field from the east end, as we said.
Here they come. We got the halftime heroes down there, man. The little guys, they're playing rough.
Rough and tumble?
Yeah.
Rough and tumble. Oh, man. See if I've got anything else I got to get caught up on here. Love trying to do the paperwork during the game, and sometimes you get time, and sometimes you doesn't, as they say. I'm very pleased with the, so far, with the balance of the all of the teams that we have seen.
Yeah, with the exception of that very, very first game, Johnson City and Sydney, that was That was not a good way to start the season.
Well, I'm still waiting to see. I'd like to see what happens throughout the whole season. I'm not making my... I'm not anointing Johnson City yet. They may run up against some very, very stiff competition before time is over. So it is going to be the Sydney Warriors doing the kicking this time. They will be kicking to the Norwich Purple Tornado out at the center of the field. It is Nate McDonald who is teeing up the football for the Sydney Warriors. Norwich still conferring with the coaches on the far sidelines. One of the things that you look at, and you've been in this business a long time, we get so many of these rosters that come in where you see a head coach and an assistant coach or two. And if you look at the Norwich coaching staff, there are 12 names down there. 12 coaches. But then again, I will say that they also put down the bad boy and or the ball boy and the ball girl and the statisticians and videographer and everybody else. So they give credit where credit is due.
They do. I'm sure they even include the equipment guy in there.
Vibbert is working on the near sideline as Nate McDonald booms that ball down to about the 5-yard line, and the Sydney Warrior defense is not going to allow much of a run back at all. I made mention of the fact that Vibbert was on the near sideline, and he was exercising that arm. I'm looking in there for John Wingate, and Wingate is back on the field. I was a little concerned about him because he was favoring that ankle just a little bit earlier in the contest. But he is back out there as we are up and ready to go. The Norwich Purple Tornado trailing in this ball game, 6-0. Sydney leading it here in the opening moments of period number 3. Seth Thomas goes to one of his men in the backfield, and there is no gain at all. It is going to be Thomas, actually, who probably never got the ball handed off to anybody. He's going to pick himself up, go to the sideline, talk to his coach, and then come back onto the field.
Yeah, and I'm going to give credit to him. I believe it was Willie Wright in on tackle. 5'6", 210 pounds, exploded into backfield, and he dropped Thomas for no gain.
You talk about a little bit of press box humor. We'll get it to you later on, folks. Seth Thomas. Thompson. I keep wanting to say Thomas. Seth Thompson goes off this time to Edwards. Kyle Edwards moves to the right side of the line, tries to cut around and make the corner, cannot do it. And he is going to be met in there by a number of Sydney Warrior players. Gain on that play of maybe a yard, and that might be generous.
Yeah. It's interesting. Both teams come out here realizing, hey, we're in this game, and you can see it down there. They stop the running back, and the pile, they're trying to tip it forward or backward because they know that can mean a difference of a couple of yards.
Thompson is going to split Grody Bradbury way out to the near side. Edwards is off on the far side. He barks out the signals, and now we'll drop back. He wants the pass, but he's going to have to scamper. Look out. He has an open man. That man was number 31, Patrick Taylor, and Taylor was hit hard. And he is hit hard in there by number 12. That's the man that you didn't want to see involved in the play, John Wingate. And both coaches are talking to rather shaken up players on the near side.
Yeah, the receiver went up in the air just as the ball got there. So did number 12, John Wingate. And that was a big collision. And
Taylor is now up, and he's still not walking anywhere, but at least he's standing up and now begins to make his way to the Norwich part of the field. He gets a big hug in there from Seth Thompson, and now he is actually going to be going back into the huddle and staying in the game. But John Wingate is still on the ground out in front of us, and it looks like we will have a pause in the action as they're going to be attending to Wingate. Now he is pulled up and is coming off on the sideline, so they will not stop play. And it looks like he's going to be all right, too.
Pat Taylor, he had to leave the field because when you're down in an injury like that, you got to go off for at least one play.
Thompson is going to go back to Edwards. Edwards wants to kick it. It is going to take a big Norwich roll. It bounces about at the 48-yard line in Sydney Warrior territory and continue to roll. It will finally go out of bounds on the far side of the field at about the 32-yard line.
The Norwich punter is doing a nice job of kicking the ball away from Austin McCarroll, the deep back down there, and he's getting a couple of really nice rolls. He's padding his stats.
I think that's called, if you burn me once, shame on me, but if you burn me or shame on you, but if you burn me twice, shame on me. And we have seen McCarroll run things back explosively in the past. 10-12 showing on the clock, period number three. Sydney leading at 6-0. The ball is going to be pitched out to Nate McDonald, and he's going to fall on it, take a loss on the play, but not lose the football. Patrick Vibbard that time started to move to his left, and he had McDonald trailing right along. He pitched the ball back to McDonald, but McDonald couldn't find the handle. Loss on that play. We'll call it 8. Second and 18.
Man, yeah, that wasn't. It looked like it started going to the right, but then they did a little reverse option action, and the pitch wasn't a good one. Not easy to handle.
9.5 minutes. Period number three. Vibbard is this time going to send Wingate in motion, and the ball will go off to Wingate, who will get good yardage. He's up to about the 40-yard line, finally runs out of bounds at about the 38, gets most of what he needed, as the ball will be moved up to, let's see, about the 38-yard line. That will still mean he's got to go about another 5, but after the big loss, that was a big gain.
Patrick Vibbard did a nice job of keeping the ball, making the defender commit to him before he pitched.
Mike Ward off to the near side this time, and going into motion will be Austin McCarroll. McCarroll is going to be hit just about at the line of scrimmage as he starts to make his turn upfield, and they're going to mark his progress at about the 35-yard line.
Wait, Grant Brightman came in there like a runaway truck.
He's loss on that play of about 4 yards. That will bring up a 4th and 8. Sydney, as Nate McDonald out there, most likely to be as the kicker, kicking formation. And the ball bounces once, and he kicks it away anyway, and it will be settling in underneath the trying to get it. Seth Thompson. Thompson fumbles the ball, fallen out by the Sydney Warriors. And it will be Sydney ball at about the 25-yard line. So that one, reaching up to grab it, was Thompson. Thompson couldn't get a hold of it cleanly. It bounded around a couple of times, and finally coming in and grabbing it were the...
I think number two, Cody Bourne.
The Sydney Warriors. Coming off the field right now is Wingate. He is greeted by the aforementioned Cody Bourne. So neither of them in there right now. It's Pat Vibbard and company back in the game, and the handoff will go to Nate McDonald. McDonald, big number 24, pounds his way up toward the 20-yard line. Gain on that play, we'll say, of about 5. It was Kyle Edwards who made the stop way over on the far side. 8 minutes showing on the clock.
McDonald did a nice job of picking his way through the offensive line, who are doing a good job. They're making initial contact and then moving up the field.
This time, both Nate McDonald and John Wingate off on the near sideline. See who took their place. Still got number 22, Walters, in there. And the ball will be pitched back to Austin McCarroll. And McCarroll getting ahead of steam, getting up close to first down territory. He's still got about a yard to go. They'll mark the ball down at about the 17-yard line, maybe?
Yeah.
Now, come on. You're supposed to have better eyes. You can see things like that.
Oh, no, I'm just looking at the scoreboard. That's correct.
Just look at the big old stadium, you know, the sky cam from the top of the dome. Weber sends a man in motion. That will be number two. That is going to be Cody Bourne. But the handoff goes to Brandon Walters, number 22. And Walters will plunge his way right through the Norwich defense, picking up good yardage that time for the first down. The ball will be spotted down inside the 15 at about the 14.
But that was enough, like you said, for a first down. Move the sticks. Sydney unable to capitalize at the end of the first half, and they were way down there. They're down there again.
Mike Ward split way out to the near side. 6:38 showing on the clock. The play will be on the ground, and it is going to be carried by Austin McCarroll. McCarroll gets great yardage down to the 10-yard line. He picks up, we'll call it five, maybe a short five. He is inside the 10-yard line.
Interesting how Sydney's kind of changed their tune a little bit. Maybe it's because maybe Vibbard was shaken up, but they were throwing the ball a lot in the first half. They've come out running right now.
Both Vibbard and McDonald in there. Split out to the far side. Damian Zimmer off to the near side. Mike Ward. The man in motion is going to be McDonald, and the ball will be kept on the ground again. Nate McDonald battling his way up toward first down territory. He gains two, maybe 3 yards. I don't think he's made it down to the five yet. Grant Brightman making the stop that time. They'll mark the ball down at about, we'll say, 3rd and 4 yards. For those of you just tuning in, 6-0 ball game, Sydney over the Norwich Purple Tornado here at Sydney, third quarter. Ball pitch back to Vibbard. Vibbard going to run. Now he's going to go by himself, and he will get down very close to the first down. There is a flag in the backfield. There is a flag in the backfield. Holding going to be called against the Sydney Warriors.
And that's too bad. That would have given Sydney first and goal from the 6-inch line.
So the ball being moved back. And, well, see where they'll put it down.
Wingate comes back in the game. But he is walking a little gingerly on that leg. And now he's coming right back out.
We will next be seeing the Sydney Warriors up at Unitego on Friday the 30th of September. And that one always a great contest between Susquehanna River rivals. 5:04 showing on the clock. The ball is going to be put down at about the 24-yard line. Flags all over the place. And it is going to be illegal procedure against the Sydney Warriors. Add five more that they need to go. As the ball comes back to, we'll say, about the 28-yard line.
Well, they were down there knocking at the door. They had their opportunity, but these miscues keep pushing them back further and further.
Third down. Close to 24, 25 yards. Ball pitch back to McDonald. It goes through his legs. He falls on it, and it is going to be a scramble for the ball. Nate McDonald is going to, I believe, be awarded the ball at the 45-yard line.
The unfortunate thing for McDonald is he gets credit for a minus 20-yard carry.
So when that one goes down, it will be at the 45. Now it is fourth, and they've got to go down inside the five to about the four for the first down. Nate McDonald is going to kick it away. He gets a low kick to the right side, a flag on the play. Over on the far side of the field, the ball gets only to about the 28 and then rolls out of bounds right in front of the Sydney Warrior bench.
Yeah, I don't see what the flag is, but the white hat official is going over. He's talking to the Norwich team, giving them their options.
So 3 minutes, 58 seconds remain. And it is going to be, what violation? Illegal procedure against the Sydney Warriors declined. So it will be first and 10 for the Norwich Purple Tornado as they take over possession at the 27-yard line in their own territory.
And Norwich wants the ball. And, you know, they haven't mustered much offensively the whole game. They don't have an awful lot to talk about. So maybe they want to put something together here and try, and they realize they're only 6 points away.
It is going to be Mike Ward on the near side. He holds his hands right up against his chest. The man in motion is going to be number one in there. That is going to be Kyle Edwards. And the ball will be kept on the ground. It will be rumbling forward. Grant Brightman. Brightman picking up a couple of yards before being stopped right on the 30-yard line.
Yeah, it picks up two. It's going to make it second down and eight, maybe a long seven.
Seth Thompson pretty much going to the far sideline to confer with the coaches pretty much between every play. Everybody is anticipating this one, and the ball is going to be kept on the ground. They'll get back the line of scrimmage no farther. Once again, Grant Brightman carrying the ball, but he is going to be met by that 200-pound line that we talked about before. I ought to have you, just very quickly with your computer like mine, give me the average of those players, but it's something between 210 and 220. That's my computer mind.
That works good. Let me see.
2:43 clock running, period number three. Harry Graves and Dave Keller here on WCDO as we have football on a Saturday afternoon. Patrick Taylor carrying the football, getting nowhere and thrown for about a 2-yard loss. That moves the ball down inside the 30-yard line at about the 39. And it brings up a fourth down and about seven for the Norwich Purple Tornado. Coming in to be ready to run back will be number eight, Austin McCarroll. He's the man as deep as they get for the Sydney Warriors. Kyle Edwards to do the kicking. Low kick off to the left side away from McCarroll, and McCarroll will let it roll. He and Nate McDonald are there. Finally, McCarroll picks it up at the 30. He goes across to the 40 and then scampers out of bounds at the 43-yard line.
Well, McCarroll taking chances out there. Lets the ball roll forever, and just when you think Norwich would get coverage down there, he picks it up. And he actually got a nice return off of that.
He got a very good return. And the one thing that you and I are looking at, we're looking across the field. From his perspective, he may have seen daylight that you and I couldn't see. And as a result, he took what viewed it from the press box here as a chance. But it worked. So the Sydney Warriors have the ball at the 43-yard line. 1:42 showing on the clock, period number three. Sydney still up by a 6-0 score. The pass is going to be out on the flat to Mike Ward. Ward picks up a few quick yards, give him four, and move the ball out to the 48-yard line.
Ward on just a little quick slant. You know, he crossed behind a receiver that was running deep, and he was open. Vibbert hit him right away.
I think it's called fundamentals, and Sydney is working them right today. So Vibbard takes the ball again. He has time to pass. He has a receiver downfield. He goes complete to Austin McCarroll. McCarroll is off and running. He is going to be tripped up by number seven. That is Cody Bradbury, the 6'1", 195-pound senior for the Norwich Purple Tornado. And he got McCarroll by the ankle and tripped him up. It was a last-ditch effort in every sense of the word.
That was a 42-yard effort, to tell you the truth. And like you said, if he didn't get tripped up, that would have been six. It was a nice play put right in his hands, give Kyle or Pat Vibbert a really, really
sweet,
nice pass.
Sweet play. Nate McDonald on the near sideline getting re-energized, and the ball will be on the ground, and it is going to be who? Number 10, Vibbert, who pounds his way right through, gets down close to the 10-yard line. Gain of about 4 on that play. Vibbert, 5'9", 145 pounds, and he used it all as muscle that time. Now he comes out to the near sidelines. Nate McDonald goes in, so McDonald will be doing the, we'll call it quarterbacking, and the ball is going to immediately elude him. He reaches down, picks it up off the ground, still gets positive yardage. But my heart skipped a beat there, thinking that that was going to be trouble.
You know, Nate McDonald trying to make something out of nothing, but it's now going to be 3rd and 5 or 6 yards to go, end of the third quarter.
So we still have a 6-0 Sydney Warrior lead as time runs out at the end of the third period. We'll be back with period number 4 coming up in just a few moments. You're listening to live Tri-Town Area Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning in Sydney. Just like in 2006, I'm here to assist my friends, neighbors, and community during this difficult time. Give me a call at 349-0831 for a solution to all your heating needs, residential or business. From hot water heater and furnace insulation to air duct cleaning, tear outs, and restoration, no job is too big or small for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Please call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Perry Graves along with Coach Dave Keller here on a Saturday afternoon in Sydney, New York. 6-0 is our score. It is the Sydney Warriors getting a 39-yard interception run back by John Wingate. That came with about 6 minutes gone, actually only about 5 minutes gone, in period number 1, and it has been push and shove since then. No scoring.
No, we got 12 minutes to go, and a slim 6 points separates the two teams, but Sydney could make something happen here.
Vibbert back in there now, and he'll go off to number 12. That is Wingate. Wingate won't get much forward motion at all. He'll lose about the length of the football, maybe a yard on that play. The ball is being marked down right about at the 11-yard line. It'll bring up a 4th down, and we'll call it 4, and that is going to cause everybody to stop and think and plan a little bit more.
3 points would be big right now, but I don't know if they have the ability to do that.
And we are going to be having a timeout called by the Sydney Warriors. So it will give you a whole minute, folks, to chew your fingernails. You're listening to live Tri-Town Area Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, we wanted to give you a good football game on a Saturday afternoon. And, Coach Dave, I do think this one fits that criteria.
You know, it is a good game in terms of score. It's a little lackluster in terms of offensive, you know, movement of the ball. We've seen both teams move the ball down the field, but nobody can punch it in the end zone. Sydney, right now, they have an opportunity to do that and get an insurance points.
So the Sydney Warriors had come to the near sideline to talk things over with the coaches. Now they're back on the field. Fourth, and we'll call it six. The man is going to be... the ball will go out to Vibbard. Vibbard passes it into the end zone. The intended receiver down there was Damian Zimmer, number six. Zimmer, a six-foot-tall junior, just couldn't get it. And as a result, the ball will be turned over to the Norwich Purple Tornado on downs. And Norwich will be taking over at the 11-yard line.
You know, that's not a bad thing for the Sydney defense. They can pin Norwich down here deep. I've seen Vibbard throw better passes than what he just threw there. That one didn't come out cleanly. Had a bit of a wobble to it.
So we extend the warmest of wishes to all of the Norwich Purple Tornado fans who are listening to this game today. Now it is going to be Edwards carrying the ball. He coughs it up, and Sydney will recover. Kyle Edwards came off, tried the left side of the line, broke through, picked up probably what would have been the first down. But when he went down, the ball popped out, and very quickly one of the Sydney Warriors pounced on it, and Sydney gets the ball right back. We are at 11-17, final period of play. Sydney leads in this ball game 6-0. What a way to find yourself. They're at about, what, the 20-yard line, give or take a little bit? In motion, McCarroll. McCarroll gets the ball. He is going to be thrown back for a loss. Loss on that play of about five, as going in to bring him down was big number 47, Grant Brightman. Brightman just got a hold of his jersey and held on for dear life and wouldn't let go. And a man is shaken up on the field. It is one of the Sydney Warriors. He is over on the far side, and he's popping his head up. So he's just waiting for the officials to get out there and coaches to give him permission to move. This time, the good news is it is not John Wingate. Wingate back in the huddle. It's going to be somebody else who's knocked down. So, Coach, you turn back up, so you must have something you want to say.
Yeah, I wanted to give credit to the guy that fell on that fumble, because this is big right now. Alex Morrow, number 53, he switched numbers with Zach Nagy, and if I pronounced the name right. But our eye in the sky up here gave us the switch.
Mike Ward was the man who went down hard. He's coming off with a little bit of assistance from one of the coaches. That usually tells you it's some sort of a knee injury or a leg injury or an ankle injury or a cramp, a leg injury.
He's had a pretty good game.
He has. So 10:58, showing on the clock. The man off to the near side, Damian Zimmer, he points to the near sideline. That is going to draw Edwards off that in that direction. The pass by Vibbard that time will be actually thrown out of bounds, and it was caught by one of the stat keepers along the sideline. They throw the ball back in. That will bring up now a third, and we'll call it 15. The ball spotted right at the 25. Yeah, it looks like it is one of those classic, what do we call it, cramp. They're working on the calf of Mike Ward, a couple of his teammates down there. Damian Zimmer holding his leg out, trying to stretch that knot out of his leg. The ball will be put in the air by Vibbard. He fires it into the end zone. The man intended down there to get it was John Wingate, but Wingate was nowhere around. And it goes into the end zone and bounces.
Yeah, Mike Ward, he's working out that cramp, and he'll get it out of there. But on a day like this, you know, this is not one of those really hot days where you're going to sweat all that much. But he's been working hard today, so give him credit.
Fourth down and 15 from the 25-yard line. Vibbard talks to the coaches on the near sidelines, now goes back into the huddle, and he's ready to call the play. Split off to the near side will be Damian Zimmer. Way down at the far side, Austin McCarroll going into motion will be Wingate. Flags fly. The ball is going to be put in the air by Vibbard, and it's going to be batted down by Kyle Edwards. Edwards, that time, timed it perfectly. Zimmer was down there as an eligible receiver, but the ball was batted away by Edwards.
And yet another nasty yellow flag on the field. My goodness, I should have been keeping track of how many we've had. This is quite a few today.
10:35 left in the ball game. Fourth period, Sydney leads it on the strength of a 39-yard interception run to the end zone by John Wingate. That came with about 5 minutes gone in the first period of play. Since then, it has been, as I said before, a lot of push and shove. And the Norwich Purple Tornado will take over on downs. It's going to be first and 10 Purple, and the ball at the 25-yard line. Snap back to Thompson. Thompson passes it to Patrick Taylor. Taylor tries to get some running room. Two men on him. One of them, number six for the Sydney Warriors, that's Damian Zimmer. I do believe the other gentleman is a guy by the name of Nate McDonald. And they put it to the intended receiver. Gain on that play of about nine.
That was a nice pass. Surprised he hasn't thrown more. That was only his fifth attempt that I can see.
And a good reception by Patrick Taylor. Second and a long one. And they will do just what you expected them to do. Keep it on the ground. Number 31, Patrick Taylor, the man who puts his shoulder down, and he will punch it up. And now they're going to say...
Stop made by number 66.
I guess they're going to say first down. They moved the markers, but I was waiting for one of the officials to actually point down the field. They finally did after the markers had already been moved. 9:39 remaining. 6-0 Sydney lead over the Norwich Purple Tornado. Off to the near side. It is going to be Patrick Taylor. Look out, this could be another passing right here. Taylor goes into motion. Long count, and they go on the ground, and it'll go off to Edwards. And Kyle Edwards is going to be brought down by number 12. That's John Wingate. Wingate that time came in low, grabbed him right around the knees, and rode him down. But not until he's across midfield, across the 45, down to the 42-yard line over in Sydney territory. And now the Sydney defense says we better stiffen up. Coming into the game will be number 75 of the Sydney Warriors. That's going to be Austin Dean, 6'4", 225 pounds.
And only a freshman.
Dropping back is Thompson. He is going to be pursued. Will he get the pass away? He floats it up in the air. It was intended for Patrick Taylor. The ball way over Taylor's head. He was scampering as fast as he could, trying to be able to get to it. Not able to do that. Long strike for Seth Thompson. 8:53 remaining in this contest.
Wow, this is going to be a nail-biter, Harry. I mean, we're talking 6 points difference. Norwich has the ball second and 10 in Sydney territory. They got eight, almost nine full minutes to go. They got to move it 42 yards.
So all eyes on the field, except for the important game going on over in the 12-year-old set away from us. The ball going to be kept on the ground again, and it will be right at the line of scrimmage, pretty much stopped. I guess they'll gain maybe the length of the football.
Stop made by number 80, Jared Cubby. Yeah. So number 75, Austin Bean.
Brings up a third down and still 10. Thompson, with the new instructions, comes back, talks to his teammates. Everybody claps their hands, and they're ready to go. 8:19 left in this contest. Ball snapped back to Thompson. He's given lots of pressure, and he goes down, and he fires the ball intentionally into the ground, and all of the officials were right around him, and at that point, the definite flags came down, and it wasn't one flag, it was about three of them.
Trying to avoid the sack, and he was going down anyway.
Yep.
But that's a definite intentional grounding, and the tough part is they lose the arch, and they lose the play.
So it is going to be now the Sydney Warriors who will have the opportunity to have the discussion with the referees. They're going to march the ball back across midfield to the 49-yard line. It will now bring up a fourth down, and we'll call it 19. Kicking situation, Edwards back at about the 37-yard line. The ball will be snapped back directly to him. Now he gets it away. It is going to be a decent kick this time that will take another big Norwich bounce. It rolls down across the 20, down across the 15 to about the 14-yard line, and the Sydney Warriors will be more than happy to take over right there. 7:57 showing on the clock. Sydney leads in this ball game, 6-0.
Now all Sydney needs to do is they got to grind it out, grind the clock down. It sure would help if they could stick it in the end zone again, because all it's going to take is one big play by Norwich to either get tie up this game or take the lead.
First and 10 for the Sydney Warriors. The ball at the 12-yard line. Vibbard gets the football and just hands it off to the man right beside him. And that was big number 24, Nate McDonald. And Nate McDonald picks up yardage, more than five, up to about 6 yards.
Nice pickup on first down.
He is across the 15-yard line. Seven and a half minutes remaining. Now we have a handstands contest of some youngsters down here on the grass on the near side. Everybody's worried about the game except the kids. The ball kept on the ground again and churning it out. It will be Nate McDonald as he picks up a couple more and gets up to the 19-yard line. We'll call it a third and a couple.
Oh, boy, this is a big down here. They got to get this first down or punt it away.
And Norwich bringing in big Levi Lorimer, putting the weight on. Lorimer, pretty fast guy for a big man. Man goes in motion. The ball is going off to McDonald. He'll get the first down and then some as he gets across the 20-yard line, across the 25-yard line. And let's see. It will be spotted down at about the 28. And it will be first and 10 for the Sydney Warriors as they keep the drive alive. This one is chewed up a minute on the clock already.
Oh, that was a clutch first down right there for Sydney.
6:25 left on the clock in this ball game. 6-0, the Sydney Warriors leading the Norwich Purple Tornado. In motion this time, it is going to be number eight for the Sydney, or number two, excuse me, Cody Bourne. Cody Bourne getting the ball, moving a long way sideways, but can't get up the field too much. He drops back for about a one-yard loss. Lots of running for a one-yard loss.
Number one, Kyle Edwards for Norwich, did a nice job on the corner there. He had a blocker on him, he strung the play out, and he made the tackle for a loss.
Vibbert getting the word from the sidelines. Now it is going to be Cody Bourne coming out of the contest. Off to the near side is Damian Zimmer, and it's going to be Mike Ward back in there, minus the cramp on the far sideline. Dropping back to pass is going to be Nate McDonald. He has it complete in there to Damian Zimmer. Zimmer being pursued by two people, but Zimmer will go to the end zone. No flags on the play this time, and the Sydney Warriors are happily handing it to the Norwich Purple Tornado. 5:06 showing on the clock in period number four. We'll let you get where that was, but it was a pass to Zimmer.
And that's a 74-yard touchdown pass, and touchdown is the key word right there. That's insurance points.
So 74-yard pass to Zimmer coming at 5:06, ups our score to 12-0. And that was a Nate McDonald pass, too, on top of that. So now, man goes in motion, flags all over the place, so they will not get to try anything at this point. It is going to be called against Norwich. I'm waiting for you to either confirm or deny that. That's what I saw. Wasn't it called against the Purple Tornado?
If it was, it'll probably be...
No, it was against Norwich, I do believe. Man goes in motion again, as we still don't have anybody moving anything. It's going to be passed out there, okay. And now they're going to say that John Wingate... There was an interesting one. Wingate's feet were in the end zone, but the ball never went across the end zone. Wingate managed to catch it, and when his elbow came down, his elbow was at about the one-yard line. Yeah. His feet were in the end zone. So we have ourselves a 12-0 ball game. We are back for the final five coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Live Football here on your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Dave Keller back here at Sydney High School. The Sydney Warriors now ahead of the Norwich Purple Tornado by a 12-0 score. You love to win in front of the hometown audience. And after the road loss down at Johnson City, Sydney is definitely looking at this as being sweet. We have a kick, we have a collision upfield, and we have a flag. Both men that time were heading down toward the football. And what happened is the man coming in, I believe that was McCarroll, actually went down and slid into the Norwich Purple Tornado receiver of the football, and flags were thrown.
No, I'm not sure if the flags were thrown because of the contact or because the ball went out of bounds.
Regardless, the ball will be spotted down at the 35-yard line, and play will commence from there. The Norwich Purple Tornado will have the football, and we are going to be having a pause in the action, I believe. Well, so they're now going to say it will be Norwich ball, and it's going to be Sydney calling timeout. So the Sydney Warriors managed to say, all right, guys, we want to settle down. We want our defensive plays right. We don't want to screw up now. So we have a pause in the action. You're listening to Tri-Town Football on your station for sports, WCDL.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
FM 1490, no, AM 1490, FM 101. Harry Graves along with Dave Keller here for you. Football Tri-Town area style. The Sydney Warriors over the Norwich Purple Tornado, 12-0, as we have 5 minutes left in this ball game. Now the defensive plans are set, and we're ready to go. Snap. Goes back to Seth. Goes. Thompson was grabbed in there by number 40 for the Sydney Warriors. He finally breaks away. Doesn't get much running room. He gets about 5 yards, and then he's going to be hammered down. The man over there was Tyler Boudin, and Boudin did a great job of putting a lot of pressure on Seth Thompson. Tyler Boudin, I believe that I heard somebody in the press box say Boudin, so we'll correct our pronunciation on that one.
Okay, Boudin it is.
Off to the near side, Ian Weaver. Split out. The pitch is going to go back to number 12. That is Thompson. And this time Thompson is going to be grabbed. The ball goes loose. It is going to be fallen out by the Sydney Warriors. I have not seen any. They're going to call it a forward pass attempt. And it's funny because if they're going to call it a pass attempt, at least they should have called it intentional grounding. They tried it.
They should have. I don't see any difference from that play than the one they previously called intentional grounding on.
Yep, that's what I see. If they, he put it down, and I'll tell you, there were more than a few coaches who didn't like the looks of that one at all. They said, okay, guys, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Listen to the fans here going whoop, 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 whoop on that.
Yeah.
So it'll bring up a third down and 3 for the Norwich Purple Tornado. The handoff is going to go in there to number 47, Grant Brightman. He gets across midfield. He's going to be stopped at about the 46-yard line. He'll be good for the first down. And once again, that familiar name of Tyler Boudin comes in to make the stop. First and 10, Purple Tornado. Inside 4 minutes here at Sydney. The Warriors still leading at 12-0. The pass is going to be put up by Thompson, and Thompson finds his receiver. Patrick Taylor is down at the 35, and immediately Taylor is stuck. I believe they will say it is sufficient for the first down. It is first down, Norwich Purple Tornado. And all of a sudden, that what we will call not called intentional grounding play begins to loom as the Norwich Purple Tornado keep the drive alive. Thompson is going to be hammered in the backfield, and this time he does put it up in the air. Thompson goes down hard. As he was falling, he threw that ball into the air, and it was close enough to somebody so that he didn't get called for intentional grounding, but that one was right there in my mind, quite intentional.
He got rid of it. He was going down, a big, big rush from the Sydney defense, and the Sydney defender almost was able to dive and stretch out and pick off that pass before it hit the turf.
All for not quite. And we will have the Norwich coaches wanting to talk to their players to try to get something going. It is interesting because the Norwich Purple Tornado, after coming off a big win over South Valley and watching the Sydney Warriors get trounced by Johnson City, probably came in thinking that this should be their ballgame. And it is going to be a very long bus ride home, even though it's only over the hill, if you have to go home suffering a 12-0 loss. And right now, the Norwich Purple Tornado trail in this ball game by a 12-0 score.
Bus ride's always shorter when you win.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting because something was said to the white cap official down there, and he goes off and says something with a big smile on his face to the Sydney coaches. I don't know if they were giving him the berries over not calling intentional grounding, but they're just about ready to go. 3:36, we're back at it. Norwich breaks out of their huddle. The coaches go back to the far sideline. So Seth Thompson 6'2", 175. He is back to get the ball, and he wants to put it in the air, and it's going to be picked off in there by Damian Zimmer. And Zimmer that time reached out, and he was thinking of his run before he brought that one in. So as a result, we will say he just batted away. But he could have had it all to himself that time. He had that much time to gather that ball in.
Yeah, but he did the smart thing. Knock it down. Keep him back out of there. Well, I guess, you know, if you could come away with the ball, I would have done
that. Dave, you can fool some of the people some of the time. The look on his face said, I was disgusted. I didn't catch it.
Catch the ball. They would like to have the ball.
3:31 on the clock. Thompson once again comes back in with commands from the bench. Off to the near side. Number four, Mike Sutton. Long count. Sutton goes into motion. They're going to pitch it back to Sutton. He's going to pass. He has a man. Oh, he tried to get it down to Seth Thompson. Good play. Thompson couldn't quite catch up to it. Over there, all over him, was Damian Zimmer that time. So if Thompson had caught that ball, he was going for a ride.
The old quarterback throwback. Pitch the ball, make the defense go with that guy, slip out on the sidelines. Whoops.
So it's going to be Cody Bradbury coming back in, going out of the game this time, will be the aforementioned Sutton. So it must be that they know that Sutton has an arm. Remember, Sutton in there is only a sophomore. Long count this time. Dropping back is going to be Seth Thompson, and he is brought down hard. First hit in there by Cody Bourne, and then after that, I believe that they will go with Tyler Budine. The two of them, or no, excuse me, number
Jared
80. That
Cuddy.
Was Jared Cuddy. Jared Cuddy got on it. So two men bring him down. 3:19. The clock has stopped.
He made a sandwich out of him.
So it is going to be the Sydney Warriors taking over on downs as we see Brandon Walters back in the lineup. And the ball will be interesting play. I don't know who they're going to say ends up with it. Walters may be the man with it. He's near the football. That was a play back there where the snap went back. About three different people cut in front of it. Nobody really knew who had the ball, including those of us in the press box. And when they were all done, all of the Norwich players were saying, did you see the guy with the ball? Everybody was thinking it was somewhere else. Gain on the play of about four. Did you get? Do you want to, recount the handoffs on that one?
Boy, I'll tell you what. It was confusing.
It was
the defense, though.
It was a beautiful play. Zimmer off to the near side. Man moving around in the backfield, and once again, it's going to be number 22, Brandon Walters, who will get it. He is up for a gain of a couple of yards, up to, we'll say, the 43-yard line. I guess is where they're going to finally put it. 2:18 on the clock, and it's going to be a third and two for the Sydney Warriors. Patrick Vibbard confers with the coaches, now comes back into the huddle and is ready to go. Sydney leading in this ballgame by a 12-0 score. And it is going to be shotgun back. Initially, I was going to say it was going back to McDonald, but then McDonald stands up with the ball, so maybe, I don't know. I don't know who got the ball on that one, who gets the carry. Maybe
that
it
wasn't
was Walters.
Was it? Was he in there?
It's probably Walters. I didn't see number 10 coming out of that big mass of humanity anywhere. 1:46 showing on the clock. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Now everybody's saying, all right, do we want to kick that ball away? Well, we are going to have a pause in the action while I think everybody talks it over and decides what they want to do. The Sydney Warriors leading the Norwich Purple Tornado by a 12-0 score. You're listening to live football here on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you. All open 7 days a week at Martinbrook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich. Or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The Warriors will decide to kick. It is going to be Nate McDonald. He takes the snap and he puts an elevator shot up. High kick. It's going to go across the 50 to the 40-yard line, bound high in the air, then come down and on the second touch of the ground take a bit of a Sydney roll, and it will go across the 35 to the 34-yard line. And the Norwich Purple Tornado have 1 minute 35 seconds to be able to crank up the offense. Coming up next week, make sure that you're with us on a Saturday afternoon next week, Delhi at Harpersville, and then the following week on a Friday evening, Sydney at Unitego, 7 o'clock on Friday the 30th of September. And for those of you who want to see what is happening in the Valley, you've got Green at Unitego this evening at 7 o'clock. Seth Thompson scrambles. He gets away from one man. Now he tosses the ball intended downfield for number 12. It was almost intercepted by number 12, Wingate. I don't know who his intended receiver was. We had a very close backfield big loss on that one because one of the Sydney Warriors managed to get a hold of Thompson and they would not let go. That was our good buddy Tyler Boudin, you tell me.
He came shooting in there and he got his arms on him, but he couldn't bring him down.
Second and 10, 1:25 left in the ball game. Splitting out to the near side, Ian Weaver this time. Big number 80. On the far side, it is going to be Edwards. The ball will be in the hands of Patrick Taylor. Patrick Taylor, he'll get the first down as he gets across midfield, across the 45, down to about the 43-yard line.
Number 31, Patrick Taylor on the carry.
So Taylor picking up a little bit of running room. He got 20-some-odd on that one.
Yeah, I'd give him 25 yards on that carry. That was the old student body, right. It's amazing how he just got out there and I didn't see any defenders.
Thompson still up and still looking for somebody, and the ball is going to be fired way downfield, almost picked off in there by Damian Zimmer, who very wisely realizes at the last moment that there's nobody around him, and he just lets that ball bounce down toward the end zone.
Down to 1:04, but the big difference is Sydney is up by 2 scores. Norwich is going to need something less than a miracle here.
Yeah, I was going to say something divine, I think was the word. So Thompson now coming out, holding his hands out on top of the helmets of some of his teammates, and he barks that signal. Now he's ready to go. The ball will be delivered to him, and he's not going to be able to get it a pass away this time. As blowing in there was Jared Cubby, also Tyler Boudin back in that mass of humanity. Several people. Finally, getting up is going to be number 22. That is going to be Brandon Walters.
And we had a very, very late flag came flying into that mess.
Lots of arms and legs in that pile. Now they're going to say, I believe, against the Sydney Warriors. They're talking it over with the Norwich Purple Tornado co-captains. There are several of those, too. Seth Thompson, Patrick Taylor, Grant Brightman and Ian Weaver, four senior co-captains of the Norwich Purple Tornado. The ball will be marched off against the Sydney Warriors, and that will bring up a first down. So the Sydney Warrior defense having to stiffen the ball at about the 31-yard line. 54 seconds and the clock running. The ball is fired back to Sutton. Sutton comes off on the near side to Patrick Taylor. Taylor is still on his feet. Now they're going to try to bring him down, and they do, but not until he gets inside the 10-yard line, down closer to the 5. 40 seconds. The clock has stopped. Norwich setting up very, very quickly, trying to get something going. The Sydney defenders are in there. The ball is a pop pass right over the center, and it is going to be batted down by one of the Sydney Warriors. Flag on the play. And I believe it's 5 yards against the Norwich Purple Tornado. Coming into the ball game, number 64, Colin Brandle. So the Sydney coaches trying to stiffen their defense just a little bit. Damian Zimmer coming out of the ball game. 5 yards will be assessed against the Norwich Purple Tornado, but they're talking things over with what? No, now they're going to say it's against the Sydney Warriors. Half the distance of the goal line. So the ball now down to the 2.5.
I can't believe how many flags we've seen in this game. It's just way too many.
40 seconds showing on the clock. A cloudy afternoon in Sydney, New York, but lots of sunshine here on the field as the Warriors lead it by a 12-0 score. Pass intended from Mike Sutton to number one, Kyle Edwards. And Edwards manages to save face for the Norwich Purple Tornado. That coming with 37.3 seconds. So a pass in there from Mike Sutton going in to Edwards. It makes it 12-6. Okay, Coach, now what strategy do you use?
Well, I think you're going to be seeing an onside kick. 37 seconds is not a lot, but you know what? A lot can still happen in 37 seconds.
The kick is going to be up and no good. So kicking for the PAT, it is off to the far side or the right, and it is going to be no good. So we have a pause in the action. It is a 12-6 ball game. Sydney still leads it, but we have the final 37.3 seconds coming up. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Football right here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Barry Graves, along with Dave Keller, here on a Saturday afternoon. And we'll remind you one more time that all of our games are now being archived for you. If you want to hear the game over again, WCDOradio.com, and go to the audio archive. And we are going to have an onside kick attempted. A flag will be thrown. The Sydney Warriors got the ball, but the penalty is going to be against the Norwich Purple Tornado for not getting it far enough.
Unfortunately, they're going to assess the penalty regardless whether Sydney wants them to or not. If Sydney had their druthers, I think they'd say, no, we want the ball. Just give us the ball, please, because here comes another onside attempt.
So this one will come from the 35 instead of the 40. And the ball is going to be an onside attempt, and it's going to be fallen on by the Sydney Warriors. and it will be Sydney Warrior ball. There was really no white jersey anywhere around it, as there were about three maroon jerseys. So everybody's giving a big sigh of relief as far as the Sydney Warrior fans are concerned, and the Norwich Purple fans were saying, oh, please let it go our way. Time for a couple of plays, but you can assume that the Sydney Warriors will allow that clock to run as quickly as they can. Don't be surprised to see that ball snap back, drop to your knees at this point.
Get your big, fast guy way back there in case there's a muff snap or something so he can stop.
And what did we have? Ah, we had Pat Vibber do just that.
A kneel down.
He kneeled down immediately, and he, for the, well, I won't say the only time today, but for one of the first times today, he was tied up on his center so that when the snap came back, it wasn't in the shotgun. Nate McDonald was back there in the shotgun, and now they're just letting the clock run down. We're inside 10, 8, 7, and everybody is shaking hands and thanking the folks from there. So we have had ourselves a dandy of a ball game. The Norwich Purple Tornado ended up coming into this ball game probably a little bit overconfident. A 39-yard interception run back by John Wingate in the first period made it a 6-0 ball game, and it stayed like that for a long time until only 5:06 remaining in the fourth quarter, and then a pass from Nate McDonald to Damian Zimmer, 74 yards, upped it to 12-0. Norwich didn't get on the scoreboard until the final 37.3 seconds remaining in the ball game, and then a pass from Sutton to Edwards made it 12-6. And that's about as respectable as you're going to get it. We'll be back with the post-game show coming up in just a few moments. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Football on WCDO.
NB Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life, let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Dave Keller, back here at Sydney High School. The Sydney fans are basking in the glory of a win today. That is an opportunity that, after the game down at Johnson City, I'm certain is a welcome feeling right about now. Well, we have ourselves the post-game show being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving our community for over 150 years, always with the same purpose in mind, putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. Well there, Mr. Coach, I know you've been tearing your hair out, first this way and then that way, so you've got an offensive player. So tell me the story.
I do. This was tough because there was nothing really standing out in the game as far as offensive plays goes. Early in the game, I really liked the way Pat Vibbard was looking. I think this is the coming of age for him at quarterback position. He's getting comfortable. He's doing a good job in there. But for offensive player, and it's for a few different reasons, I'm going to go with Nate McDonald. McDonald, he caught a pass for 20 yards. He carried the ball 14 times today, and he threw what proved to be the game-winning touchdown pass of 74 yards to Zimmer.
So outstanding offense is going to be Nate McDonald. The post-game show is also being sent your way by the fine folks at the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet. Three locations to serve you, Unadilla, Oneonta, and Route 12, North Norwich. So our defensive player of the game.
Okay, defensive player of the game. It's not somebody that you can pin this on because of statistics of any kind, because he didn't score any touchdowns, but he was always around the football, always making good hits. I like Jared Covey.
I knew you were going to say that. I didn't know why. I almost wrote it down in advance, but I've learned not to do anything in advance. Finally, the All-Purpose Award is being awarded by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call Rose Smith, Sydney, 607-563-3533. Again, 563-3533.
All-purpose, let's go with John Wingate. Okay, he ran the ball. He was always hovering around in the secondary, and he started the game off with an interception for a touchdown.
So that is it. The final score, 12-0, the Sydney Warriors over the Norwich Purple Tornado. We will be on the air again next weekend. Right now, looking at a Friday night game down in the foothills of the Catskills as we see Deposit Hancock for the first time. And on Saturday, it'll be Delhi at Harpersville. So a couple of good games coming up. And as we mentioned before, there is a game this evening up at Unitego. It will not be broadcast. It will not be broadcast. But if you want to see some football tonight, it will be the Green Trojans taking on the Unitego Spartans. A battle of the early season unbeatens. So that's it from Sydney for today. In the meantime, we want to make sure that you stay tuned for more continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. From the Sydney High School Athletic Football Field, Harry Graves, good afternoon, everybody.